The following is a Sunday Feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 15, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 3rd, 2010, in New Delhi, India.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 8, text number 15. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mam Upecha Punarjanma Dukhalayam Shashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Sansadin Paramangata Mamupecha Punarjanma Dukalayam Shashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Sansadin Paramangata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridanti Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
I will read only Hindi translation purport. I will read when you speak.
I'll do the whole thing. I'm going to do it in English also for my listeners. It's a recording, so all over the world they can understand. So I'll first do the short one. I'll do English and then you can do Hindi. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Purport. Since this temporary material world is full of the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as Yavakta and Akshara and Padamagati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision and it is inexplicable. But it is the highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmas, great souls. The Mahatmas receive transcendental messages from the realized devotees and thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personless devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the Supreme Soul. Shri Guru, Shri Jata Varakamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa Sri
Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathan Vita Damsajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Varijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha. So, if we carefully analyze this purport, there's some very amazing information here. The first point is, of course, there are unlimited points. But one point is, Prabhupada is distinguishing between the Mahatmas and the realized devotees. In other words, someone who is not even yet realized, but is achieving messages from those who are realized, can also be a Mahatma. In other words, the devotee who is aspiring to become a realized devotee, who is taking the guidance from the realized devotees, he is also considered Mahatma. Such Mahatmas become more and more absorbed in devotional service. And by that absorption, they gradually lose all attraction for anything material. Another really amazing point is this. They don't have any desire even to go to a spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association. Now, what does that mean? They have no desire to go to Goloka Vrindavan. But yet they desire Krishna's association. That means they associate with Krishna in Delhi. They don't have to wait to go back to Goloka Vrindavan to associate with Krishna. They can associate with Krishna just as intimately here in the material world as one can in the spiritual world. So if you desire to have the intimate personal association of God, you don't have to wait for death. All you have to do is become a Mahatma by hearing the messages of the realized souls. Then you may ask, but where will I hear those messages? You can hear them right here. You can hear those messages right here in this temple. You can get those messages right here in Prabhupada's books. So if you will regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books, and you regularly come to this temple, And you will follow the instructions in Srila Prabhupada's books. And the instructions you are given here in this temple. You will be a Mahatma who gradually comes to the point of being a realized soul who intimately associates with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at every minute. That is amazing. Truly amazing. In this material world, there are so many things that we think are very amazing. It's like in India, there is the Taj Mahal. When the President of the United States visited India, he immediately went to see Taj Mahal. Because they say, if you haven't seen the Taj Mahal, you have not visited India. Now, I have been coming to India regularly for the last 20 years. I have been coming to India regularly for the last 20 years from the USA. How many times do you think that I have seen the Taj Mahal? This devotee was correct. He held up a zero. I was even in Agra one time doing a home preaching program. I was one time in Agra doing a home preaching program. I was only a few miles away from Taj Mahal. But I had no interest to see the Taj Mahal. Because actually it's not a very amazing thing. Because once you connect with the amazing thing of Krishna consciousness, there is nothing in this material world which is amazing. The material world is boring, dry, hackneyed. Because in this Krishna consciousness, you experience nava nava rasa. Nava nava rasa, that's in Sanskrit. Newer and newer taste. Every day, if you will chant this Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will chant with love, if you call out to Krishna with the pure desire to be fully absorbed in His service, Krishna will bless you at that very minute with His Sangha. So if you have the God Sangha, if you have the Sangha of God, What can compare with that? Nothing compares with the association of God. I mean, why is God so great anyway? Why is God so great? Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, text number 8, Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. So whatever you may experience in this world, whatever you may experience in this world, it's simply the energy of God. And this energy here, it is called the inferior energy. Ahankara iti yang me bena prakritirashtadha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All together, these constitute my separated material energy. So anything you may try to enjoy here in Delhi, in India, or in any place in the world, it's the inferior energy of God. According to Dhruva Maharaj, it is simply a broken piece of glass. If I hand you a broken piece of glass, will you become excited? That, oh wow, I have a broken piece of glass. It's so wonderful. Would you become excited by a broken piece of glass? No, of course not, unless you were a madman. But yet we are becoming excited by the broken pieces of glass. Money, wealth, power, fame, sex pleasure, tongue pleasure. Why is that? Because we are mad. We are insane. So the pure devotee comes to give us sanity, to bring us out of the madness of this material existence. The pure devotee is the supreme psychiatrist. The supreme psychiatrist. Actually, the Bhagavad Gita is a psychiatric session. Yeah. Arjuna is the patient. And Krishna is the supreme psychiatrist. He brings Arjuna out of his illusion, his confusion, in his delusion. Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prichchami tvang dharma samudha cheta. Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prichchami tvang dharma samudha cheta. Yat shreyan shanjish yat shreyan han. I'm losing it now. Yat shreyan han vrishmidam duhidam meisha shashtrihang shalimang tvang prapanam. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, my dear Krishna, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. And a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. So this is the key how to get out of the madness. As I have proven, we are indeed madmen. So we have to approach Krishna and beg him to enlighten us. And if Krishna is not personally present, we must beg his representative, the bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master can save us from this suffering condition. We must approach Guru. This is confirmed in the Mundaka Upanishad. Tad vigyanaratam sugurum eva vigatshat. So, I'm sure some of you must be knowing Sanskrit. There are different types of endings for the verbs. There are different verbal endings in Sanskrit language. Gacchati, he goes. Gacchanti, they go. Vigatshat, must go. So, this form used in this shloka, eva bhagat-chad, means it is compulsory. You must go to Guru. This type of verb is called vidilin. 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 Ending. So, this verse means there is no choice. If you want to come out of the madness of material existence, if you want to realize who you are, if you want to realize who you are, if you want to become free from madness, full of gladness, then you must go to Guru. Some people say, actually, nobody can, who has a material body, can be a guru. But the reality is, there's only one guru, and that's Krishna. But those who purely follow and repeat the teachings of Krishna, they are also guru. This is confirmed by the Vedic wisdom. This is confirmed by the Vedic wisdom. Evam parampara praktam imam rajasyo vidu. This knowledge was thus received in the chain of disciplic succession. The Rajarshis, the saintly kings, understood it in that way. So what is Krishna saying? He's saying, if you want to understand this knowledge, here's the way to do it. You have to understand it in disciplic succession. They say, well, no, I only want to hear from Krishna. I don't want to hear from anybody with Krishna.
I don't want to get.
Someone says, I don't want to hear about from anyone except for Krishna. I will agree to be the devotee of Krishna, but I certainly don't want to be the devotee of Guru.
I don't agree.
They say, well, I'll be a devotee of Krishna, but I won't agree to be a devotee of the Guru. I say to them this, all right, then be a real devotee of Krishna. Be a real devotee. Be a real devotee. Follow the instructions of Krishna. Krishna says in the Adi Purana, ye me bhakta jana partha na me bhaktashchate janaha mad bhaktanam chige bhaktaste me bhaktam matha mata. He says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So you want to be a devotee of Krishna? That's very good. So now you follow the instructions of Krishna. And then you're really a devotee of Krishna. If you don't follow the instructions of Krishna, you are a rascal. Krishna says, the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So that means you must find a pure devotee of Krishna. If you want to be a devotee of Krishna, you must find a pure devotee of Krishna and become his devotee. That's what it means to be a devotee of Krishna. So do not manufacture your own so-called Krishna bhakti. It will not be accepted by Krishna. You come and say, "Oh, Krishna, I'm your devotee." He says, "Well, whose disciple are you?" "I don't have a guru, Krishna. You're my spiritual master." Krishna says, "I don't know you. You're not the devotee of my devotee. You're not my devotee." So, we have to find out the pure devotee, spiritual master. We have to surrender ourselves at his lotus feet. This is the only way that we can realize what is Krishna. And by this realization of surrendering to Krishna's pure devotee, Krishna will become our personal property. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. If God becomes your personal property, if you own God, can you be lacking in anything? In this world, what are we after? In this world, what are we going after? Power, money, fame, sex life, tongue pleasure, so many things we want. But Krishna, he owns and controls everything. Krishna owns and controls everything, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvalokka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shachamichyati. Here, take this garland. So, if that Supreme Person who controls and owns everything becomes your personal property, is it possible you can be lacking in anything? That person who has all the money, all the power, all the control, he's your personal property. Can you ever be lacking in anything? No, it's not possible. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22. Ananyaschincha yanto mang ye jana priyapastate tesham yachabi yuktanam yogachemam baham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they like. If you are devoted to Krishna with complete, total love, that person who controls and owns everything will give you whatever you need to serve him in all times, all places, and all circumstances. You will never be lacking anything, material or spiritual. And you may say, but Sankarshan Prabhu, I mean, I'm a devotee and I'm always lacking so many things. How can this be true? I'm short of this, I'm short of that, I'm short of so many things. How can Krishna's words possibly be true? Well, I ask you to kindly note the beginning of the verse. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion. That means I'm not attracted to anybody but Krishna. I have one love and one love only, and that's Krishna. It's not that I'm attracted to Krishna and I'm also attracted to those young girls. Or money, or power, or prestige. Exclusive devotion. That means wherever I go, whatever I see everything as the property of Krishna. Simply meant to be engaged in his service. But not even a thought of trying to enjoy it for myself. You see, Krishna is a very jealous lover. He doesn't want to share your love with anyone. He wants every ounce of your love. Bhakcha vananya yashakya aham nevang vidurjana gyatum drashtum chatatvena prapeshtum chaparantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be seen standing before you. Only in this way can you enter the mysteries of my understanding. Would you like to see Krishna at every minute, standing in front of you? That'd be really nice, wouldn't it? That'd be really nice, wouldn't it, to be able to see Krishna at every minute? To see Krishna hearing my lecture and nodding his head like this, very good lecture. That'd be very nice, wouldn't it? If I could see Krishna sitting there nodding his head and saying, oh, very nice lecture. That would be very nice. So how do we become qualified to see Krishna? Only by undivided devotional service. So, that is very nice prayer given. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. My dear Lord Krishna, Lord of the universe, Jagannath, please become visible to me. So, if you are praying to Jagannath for his darshan, what has to be your mood? Do you want Jagannath to come and entertain you? Do you want Jagannath to come and entertain you? No.
Bahar,
Do you want Jagannath to come and do a little dance for you? Is that what you mean when you say Jagannath Swami Baba, Nayana Patagami Baba? You asking Jagannath to come a little dance for your pleasure? No, that won't work. You have to. Calling you Jagannath for his darshan means you're begging for undivided bhakti. That your heart will be completely absorbed in serving the Lord at every minute. Because it's only in that way that Krishna will reveal himself. Krishna is very particular who he reveals himself to. He's very particular who he reveals himself to. He doesn't reveal himself to anybody and everybody. Premanjana chodita bhakti velochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu velokayanti yangsha mushunjaramachyan yoganasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. He reveals himself only to those devotees who have purified their vision with the ointment of love of God. So do you want to see God? Then you must purify your vision by hearing from the realized souls, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, by engaging in devotional service, by taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, by absorbing your life in the service of the Lord. In this way you will purify your vision. And in this way you will see God. So we have a few minutes left. I can ask if there's any questions. Actually, Krishna orders to ask questions. Krishna gives order in Bhagavad Gita. When there is spiritual master present, you must inquire.
You must inquire.
He says in Gita, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadek shantite jnanam jnaninas tatpatarshina. He orders you must inquire from the spiritual master.
How do you know who is the pure devotee?
How
do you identify a pure devotee?
Yes. In Vedic circles, we have a three-way check and balance system. Guru, sadhus, and shastra. You can understand guru by the evidence of the sadhus and the shastra. By hearing from the saintly teachers and by reading the scriptures, you can understand what are the qualifications of a bona fide spiritual master. So one should carefully study the scriptures and associate with saintly people as much as possible. In this way you will get understanding. Who is the bona fide spiritual master? Just like if one wants to get a university degree, one must go to a bona fide university whose degree is recognized in the world. There are many places you can go to get a degree which is not accredited, it's not really recognized in the academic world. It's called a non-accredited university.
तो कोई ऐसे भी स्थान हैं विश्वविद्यालय हैं जहाँ पर लोग शिक्षा पाते हैं लेकिन अधिकृत नहीं होते वो.
So if you want a degree, you want to make sure to get it from an accredited university, not a non-accredited university.
तो आप अगर शिक्षा पाना चाहते हैं तो किसी अधिकृत विश्वविद्यालय से आप शिक्षा पाइए ऐसे नहीं जो अनधिकृत है वहाँ से.
So you have to find out what is actually an accredited university.
इसलिए आपको जो है खोजना पड़ेगा कि कौन है सही सही शिक्षा का क्षेत्र.
Similarly, if you want to be a gold merchant, you have to know how to distinguish what is real gold.
तो इसी प्रकार से अगर आप भगवान की कृपा पाना चाहते हैं तो आपको ढूंढना पड़ेगा कोई गुरु.
If you say, well, I have one crore of rupees now, an inheritance from my uncle, and I'm going to start a business as a gold merchant. Let me just go to the market and buy 1 crore's worth of gold.
So much echo is there, so I cannot hear properly.
If I inherit 1 crore of rupees from my uncle, and I think now I would like to become a gold merchant, I will go to the market and buy 1 crore rupees worth of gold.
अच्छा तो अगर मेरे पास जो 1 करोड़ रुपया है तो अगर मैं सोचता हूँ कि भाई 1 करोड़ रुपये से मैं जो है सोना खरीद लूँ.
I go to one shop and I say, can you sell me 1 crore's worth of gold?
तो अगर मैं किसी दुकान में जाता हूँ कि भाई मुझे 1 करोड़ का सोना खरीदना है.
Says, oh yes, my boy, give me your crore of rupees. I'll give you the best gold.
दोस्त तो वो जो दुकानदार है वो कहता है कि मुझे 1 करोड़ रुपए दे दो उतना सोना मैं दे दूंगा आपको.
Well, you just got cheated.
तो इस तरह से आप लोग तो धोखा खाएंगे.
You have to find out what is actual gold, you see.
तो आपको जो है पता लगाना पड़ेगा कि वो सच्चा सोना है कि नहीं.
There is a test by which you can ascertain what is actual gold.
तो एक परीक्षण होता है जिसके द्वारा आप निश्चित करते हैं कि ये असली सोना है कि नहीं.
The shastras give many tests by which you can test who is an actual guru.
उसी प्रकार से शास्त्र है कई प्रकार के परीक्षण बतलाते हैं जिनके द्वारा आप जानेंगे कि वो सच्चा गुरु है.
तद्विज्ञानार्थं सगुरुमेव विकसत् समित्पनिः श्रोत्यं ब्राह्मनिष्ठम्. This is one of the tests.
तो इसमें से एक परीक्षण ये भी है कि श्रोत्रियम ब्रह्मनिष्ठम.
श्रोत्रियम ब्रह्मनिष्ठम. श्रोत्रियम means he has heard the Vedic wisdom and he repeats the Vedic wisdom purely.
तो श्रोत्रियम का मतलब है कि उसने वैदिक ज्ञान को सुना है और वो सही सही वैदिक ज्ञान को दोहराता है.
And ब्रह्मनिष्ठम means he is fixed in Krishna consciousness.
और ब्रह्मनिष्ठम का मतलब है कि वो कृष्ण भावनामृत में वो स्थिर है.
So one has to take time and study the spiritual master. One has to take time and study the spiritual master.
इसलिए व्यक्ति को जो है समय लगाना पड़ता है कि गुरु को वो जो है जाने समझे.
Is he simply repeating the Vedic wisdom or is he giving his own opinion?
कि वो जो है वैदिक ज्ञान को दोहरा रहा है या अपना ही मत प्रस्तुत कर रहा है.
Is he fixed in Krishna consciousness or does he have some other consciousness, types of consciousness also?
तो वो जो है कृष्ण भावनामृत में स्थिर है या उसकी चेतना कुछ और जगह चल लगी हुई है.
This is how you can test.
तो ये परीक्षण होता है.
You should take your time. They say that fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
What is that?
It is said fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Fools?
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
तो ये कहा जाता है कि जहाँ बड़े बड़े जो बुद्धिमान लोग हैं तो वो डरते हैं आगे बढ़ने से, मूर्ख हैं वो तुरंत आगे बढ़ जाते हैं.
So don't just out of some emotion say, oh, this is my Guruji now. No, don't do that.
तो ऐसा नहीं है कि मतलब भावुकता में आकर के एकदम ये हमारे गुरुजी हैं, ऐसा मत करो.
You must approach it like a scientist.
तो आपको जो है एक वैज्ञानिक की तरह आगे बढ़ना चाहिए.
By very careful analyzation and by very careful observation and analyzation.
तो बहुत ही सावधानी पूर्वक आप निरीक्षण करें और विश्लेषण करें.
Comparing what you're reading in the scriptures, what you're hearing from the spiritual master.
तो आप जो गुरु से सुनते हैं उसकी आप तुलना करिए शास्त्रों से.
And after you, and the other test is, if you are actually very sincere to become a pure devotee of the Lord, Krishna will lead you to the proper spiritual master.
और अगर आप बिल्कुल सच्चे भाव से आप खोज रहे हैं किसी गुरु को तो कृष्ण निश्चित रूप से आपकी सहायता करेंगे आपको गुरु से मिलाने में.
Do you sincerely desire to become the Lord's pure devotee?
तो अगर आप सचमुच इच्छा करते हैं, सच्ची इच्छा करते हैं शुद्ध भक्त बनने की,
then you beg Krishna, please reveal to me who is my spiritual master.
तो आप कृष्ण से प्रार्थना करिए कि कृपा करके मुझे आप बताइए कि कौन मेरा गुरु है.
Because it is stated in the scriptures, one must have guru.
क्योंकि शास्त्र में कहा गया है कि व्यक्ति को गुरु अवश्य ही प्राप्त करना चाहिए.
So you say, my dear Lord, I want to be your devotee. I know I must have guru, but I don't trust these people. So please help me understand who is that person I can fully trust.
तो आप भगवान से प्रार्थना करिए कि मेरे प्रभु, मैं जो है इन लोगों पर विश्वास नहीं कर पाता हूँ, आप बताइए कि कौन मेरा गुरु है.
Krishna will very kindly reveal to you who is your spiritual master.
तो कृष्ण जो है बड़े दया करके आपको प्रकट करेंगे कि आपके गुरु कौन है.
Actually, Prabhupada says that if you're sincere to find guru, you don't even have to look for him. If you're sincere to find a bona fide spiritual master, you don't have to seek him out.
हाँ, तो प्रभुपाद ये भी कहते हैं अगर आप सच्चाई से आप गुरु को प्राप्त करना चाहते हैं तो आपको खोजने की भी जरूरत नहीं है.
Because Krishna will send him to you.
क्योंकि कृष्ण आपको आपके पास उनको भेज देंगे.
The only thing that is required, my dear sir, is your sincerity.
Sincerity. तो केवल जो आवश्यकता है वो ये है कि आपके अंदर सच्चाई होना चाहिए.
Why can I say that? Why can I say that?
हाँ, तो ऐसा क्यों प्रभु जी कह रहे हैं?
Because it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 10, verse number 10.
क्योंकि भगवद गीता के 10वें अध्याय के 10वें श्लोक में ऐसा कहा गया है.
तेषं सतत युक्तानां भजतं वृत्तिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धियोगं तं येन मम उपयन्ति ते. For those who constantly worship me with love, I give them the understanding of which they can come to me.
तो गीता में भगवान कहते हैं कि जो प्रेम पूर्वक मेरा भजन करते हैं तो मैं निरंतर उनको ऐसी बुद्धि प्रदान करते हूँ कि वो मेरे निकट आए.
So you simply have to worship Krishna constantly within your heart, 24 hours a day.
तो आपको निरंतर 24 घंटे कृष्ण का ही भजन करना है.
And then he will show you who your spiritual master is.
तो फिर वे आपको जो है गुरु दिखलाएंगे.
It is not difficult for Krishna to know who is your spiritual master.
It's not
difficult for Krishna to know who is your spiritual master.
तो ये कृष्ण के लिए कठिन नहीं है कि आपको जो है वो बताएं कि आपका गुरु कौन है.
In fact, Krishna already knows who your spiritual master is.
Krishna already knows who is your guru.
तो कृष्ण पहले से ही आप जानते हैं कि आपके गुरु कौन है.
You just have to open your heart up completely to Krishna and let him take control of your life.
You have to
open your heart up completely to Krishna and let him fully take control of your life.
तो आप जो है कृष्ण के लिए अपना हृदय एकदम खोल दीजिए ताकि वे आपके जीवन पर पूरा नियंत्रण करें.
And then the guru will be there and you will know, yes, this is my guru.
And then your guru will be there and you will know, yes, this is my guru.
और तब जो है गुरु आपके आपके पास होंगे और आप देखेंगे कि हाँ ये मेरे गुरु हैं.
So I appreciate your question very much. Thank you.
तो प्रभु जी ने आपके प्रश्न का बहुत सम्मान किया है. आपको बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
Any other questions?
No. Dhandara Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.
जगत गुरु शिला प्रभुपाद की संकर्षण दास प्रभु की श्री श्री राधा पार्थ सारथी ललिता विशाखा गौरता सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय हो। हरे कृष्ण
जय हरे कृष्ण।